Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of my favorite wines to drink at this time of the year, October, are wines from the Veneto, in particular Valpolicella, Rapasso, which is absolutely one of my favorite wines in the whole world. I just love this style. And you've had a chance to taste several wines from the Veneto.
I sure have.
And you're going to bring us back a report, and I'm really eager to hear what you have to say.
Well, this is the area which is located just immediately to the west of Venice.
Right.
Valpolicella is sort of the big name, and it comes in regular Valpolicella, and comes in Amarone, which is the big dog, where they have dried fruit, and it's very expensive and massive. And then there's that other one, which is called Rapasso, which is very similar to Amarone, because you repass the wine through the Amarone, the dried fruit skins, but it's a whole lot less money.
So
here's a couple of things. This one is called Gran Passione. It's a 2016. This is a Veneto IGT, which means it's a blend of not necessarily traditional grapes. It's a Rosso, which means it's a red. This is a blend of 60% Merlot and 40% Corvino, which is one of the main red grapes in the area. But it also has some of this Rapasso technique. This is dynamite. I mean, sort of a medium garnet color, very bright black fruit with generous layers, medium to full body with bright acidity, and it's kind of a JV Amarone. And it's $13.50.
Say what?
Yeah. I mean,
holy mackerel.
You know, this was, I kind of did these in reverse order, so I tried the biggest ones, which were better, and I tried this one last, and I have to say that while it was not playing ball on quite the same level as some of the next two wines I'm going to talk about, for $13.50, I'm buying that. That was really good.
Okay.
So, okay. Here is, the producer is Crosarolla, C-R-O-S-A-R-O-L-L-A. It's a 2014 vintage, ABV about 14%. Now, this is going to be your classic Valpolicella Ripasso. Again, that's repassing the juice through the dried skins that were also used to make Amarone. Another terrific value. Medium guard, very dark cherry flavors with notes of dried fruit. And that's really one of the keys that you get from these Rapasso styles because of the almost the grapey character that comes over from the Amarone grapes. Full bodied, definitely had some heat. But again, you're talking $18. So, you know, an Amarone will cost you $50, $60 and up. So I thought that was a pretty good value.
Yeah.
And for again, sure. It grew on me. The one that really blew me away, this is a 2012. The producer is Cesari. This is, again, a Valpolicella Rapasso. This is 93 to 94 points on my scale. $33. Amazing. Very concentrated, very deep, very rich, dark cherry, and then these beautiful savory notes and hints of dried herbs and dried fruit. And there's a density on this wine that just amazed me. Silky, full-bodied, layered. There's a ton going on here, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It sounds like they really kept that much closer to the Amarone side of the scale.
Oh, absolutely. So if you wanted to get a good value here, this would be the way to go.
Well, Hugh, I'm going to have to try these. They sound fantastic.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.